acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney ignored a congressional subpoena and did not appear today for a closed-door deposition in the House impeachment inquiry. And next week, Democrats and Republicans will square off in the first public hearings.
Meanwhile, former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg is once again thinking about getting into the 2020 presidential race. Now, on Fridays, we typically have a political roundtable. But Peter, because there is so much news today, we are just going to have a cafe table with one guest, and that is NPR White House reporter Ayesha Roscoe. Ayesha, you have your coffee ready at the cafe table.
I got some water, okay, but it'll work.
That'll work.
All right, good. So let's talk about Mick Mulvaney. He did not testify today. This week, 11 other administration officials didn't show up either. Are Democrats ready to just move on, or do you think they'll still try to get these people who are so close to the president to testify?
It seems like they're deciding that they're going to just move on. I think in the past, with some of their other probes of the Trump administration, they saw that they got caught up trying to get people to testify and going to court. And that's a very long process. And we saw this week that they actually withdrew their subpoena for Charles Kupperman, who was an NSC, a National Security Council official. They withdrew it because they didn't want to go through a long process with him over the subpoena. He was challenging whether he had to comply with that subpoena or comply with the White House. That's what he wanted a court to decide. And the Democrats basically just said, we don't want to go through all of that. What they did say is that these officials not testifying and the White House directing them to not testify, that could be a part of their articles of impeachment and that they would consider it obstruction.
Okay, well, let's hear from the president. Here he is leaving the White House this morning.
Well, they shouldn't be having public hearings. This is a hoax. This is just like the Russian witch hunt. This is just a continuation.
So Republicans had been saying, Ayesha, that they shouldn't be doing depositions behind closed doors. And now the president is saying that they shouldn't be doing public hearings next week either. How does the White House gathering up its strategy to defend its the president going into next week?
So the White House is, you know, like the president, they're saying they're not worried about it. And you have President Trump kind of distancing himself from some of these officials and generals, saying that he doesn't know them very well, even though it's clear that he was in contact with some of them. And I mean, these are people that are within his own administration and some of them appointed by him. This is something that Trump says often in these situations. But even though while they say they're not really worried about this, they have brought in people to help put together their message on impeachment. Mm-hmm. One of those people is Pam Bondi, Florida's former attorney general, and she's going to work on the White House comms team specifically on impeachment. And this is after the White House over and over again said they didn't need a war room. They didn't need to do anything differently because the president did nothing wrong. So they didn't have to do any of those things. But now they're bringing in people specifically to work on the impeachment messaging.
And when it comes to the Democrats, as they head into next week, they will be presenting a case to the American people. Here's California Congressman Eric Swalwell speaking yesterday.
The defense dollars for dirt scheme has come more into focus, and we have not yet seen an arrow going in any other direction than that this was a shakedown led by the president of the United States.
Now, Ayesha, there were two important revelations, at least, in transcripts that were released this week. Ambassador Gordon Sondland's revised testimony, in which he now recalls telling Ukrainians that military aid was being held up for investigations, and senior State Department official George Kent's testimony that President Trump, quote, wanted nothing less than getting the Ukrainian president to say three words publicly, investigations, Biden and Clinton. What other evidence are Democrats going to be using to try and implicate the president next week?
So they have testimony of a number of officials who say they were concerned about this so-called shadow foreign policy that was being run by the president's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani. So they have a testimony from the top Ukraine diplomat, Bill Taylor. He'll be one of the public hearings next week. But also from the depositions, top Ukraine expert on the National Security Council, Alexander Vindman. They were all raised raising these concerns and saying that that they did think that this money was being held up because the president wanted investigations of his political rivals. So even though the White House says that that's not the case, the people who were involved in enacting this policy or enacting Ukrainian policy say that that's what they believed was happening.
Aisha, there was another big story this week. Former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg is considering getting into the 2020 race. It looks like that he's skeptical of the current crop of Democrats, and so he is thinking about joining them. What do you think he saw that's convinced him to at least consider it?
It may be that he saw some weakness in former Vice President Joe Biden. Joe Biden's numbers are polling is doing okay, but it's not great. And people are saying that his fundraising hasn't been that great. And so there's this thought that perhaps there could be a space, or Bloomberg might think there's a space mm-hmm. to try to get these centrist voters who may be wanting to go with Biden, that he could come in and maybe be a stronger candidate for those centrist voters.
Bad news for Biden?
It could be bad news for Biden, but this is very late in the game. You have a billionaire in Bloomberg trying to get into this when Democrats are not really super fond of billionaires right now. There are some other billionaires in the race already.
Tom Steyer,
and so so there's a question of whether there's really all of this enthusiasm for Michael Bloomberg.
All right. Well, we're going to keep an eye on that candidacy if it happens to come together. That's Aisha Roscoe, NPR White House reporter. Aisha, thanks so much.
Thank you.